16-year-old John Bershon is a cuber. He competes around the United States, and it's not just the 3D colored cube puzzle you may remember from the 1970s. They come in other shapes and sizes, and it's not just for leisure anymore. He takes part in cubing competitions.
Yeah, like they just time your solves, and basically whoever has the fastest times wins. Because they like average them. Five solves, they average them.
So you're not head-to-head?
No. You do five solves, and they take out your best and your worst one, and then average the middle three.
John and his mom, Jean, are hosting their own tournament again this year at the Dixon Historic Center. Jean says part of the reason they're bringing the tournament to Illinois is to encourage locals to join the sport.
You see a lot of the same people, but there's always new. I believe we have 20 people coming to ours that have never competed before. So it's going to be fun. And, you know, our hope is that we can get more interested people locally. I mean, he's got friends, like he says, all over. I mean, we go Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Minneapolis. I mean, everywhere we go, we have connections now.
She's seen her son grow competitively since his first tournament.
We could hardly get him to leave our side. He just... No, John, go talk to, no. And he competed, didn't even make the final cut, did not do well. His 3x3 was what, over a minute?
Huh?
Well, I don't know. What was your 3x3?
30 seconds,
but it's not enough to make the cut, okay? And by the time we got ready to leave, we couldn't hardly get him to come because he'd started to get acquainted with the kids.
An official delegate from the World Cubing Association will be on hand this weekend. And in case you're wondering, cubing seems to be a passion for all ages.
At Nationals, a six-year-old was the youngest that competed. And we have been to a competition that a 70-year-old competed. Because you don't compete by age, you compete by the cube. And as far as the cubes, I couldn't tell you how many cubes we have at home. Some are apart, disassembled. Some are not. He's constantly getting nail files and a Dremel tool to modify them to make them go faster.
But I wanted to know, how good is John? So I tested him in the studio. He's got the standard 3x3 cube, and I've mixed it up for him. 13 seconds.
Oh, that sucks.
He wanted a rematch. So I've mixed it up. Do your inspection. So the time to beat is 13 seconds.
All right.
Ready? 3, 2, 1. Okay. 11 seconds. Okay. Not bad for a kid from Dixon. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.